哦，今天很高兴能跟大家在一起。
Now that's better. It's a great joy to be with you this afternoon.
很开心能够与大家在一起。
Particularly this new facility, you'd hardly recognize it to be the old hall, would you?
特别是在这个新的会堂，我们很难想象这是原来旧的样子。
There's still some work to be done. We still have to set up the sound desk and those things.
这个会堂还有一些施工要继续进行，就是这个音响的东西要修一下。
But it's great to see after much work, much money.
但是我们很高兴看到有这样的设施。
And remember, all of this is for gospel ministry.
这一切都是为了传福音的工作。
It's a special joy this afternoon also to have Ivy here with us. So Ivy, stand up.
我们特别高兴 Ivy 能够回到我们中间。
And Ivy, I'm very grateful that you could come. I know I asked Ben if you could turn up today, so it's great to see you here. And in many ways, this is the result of some of your ministry as well, so it's great for you to be here with us.
我们很高兴 Ivy 能够回来，跟 Ben 说让 Ivy 能够来到我们教会当中，他今天有空就来到我们当中。
How about I pray for ministry that will happen here?
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for giving us these facilities here.
天父，我们感谢你能够把这样的会堂赐给我们。
Thank you for the people that have donated money toward this.
感谢你能够让弟兄姐妹踊跃的去捐款。
And we pray that we might honor them and honor you by conducting good gospel ministry here.
请求你能够让我们借着这样的会堂，能够去广传福音，荣耀你的名。
And we pray this so that the Lord Jesus will be glorified.
我们也希望能够荣耀你。
We pray this in His name.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Friends, it was about 20 years ago that this happened.
这件事大概发生在20年前。
Our two sons were about 6 and 7 years old.
我的两个儿子大概六七岁左右。
And we were camping in a national park in the north of Queensland.
我们当时在昆士兰的北边的一家国家公园里面露营。
And this camp is well known for its limestone caves, or this park.
这个公园是因为当地的石灰岩洞而出名的。
So we spent some time visiting the caves that had been specially lit up for tourists.
所以我们就花了一些时间去参观一些专门为游客修筑的石灰岩洞。
But we were not satisfied with this.
但是我们玩的不是很过瘾。
We decided we'd be a bit more adventurous.
所以我们就决定玩一些更刺激的。
We would go and visit a cave on our own.
我们要去找一个自己寻找一个山洞。
So armed with one torch for 4 of us, we came across a likely cave.
所以我们四个人带着唯一的一个手电筒找到了一个山洞。
And the cave looked innocent enough.
这个洞看上去不是很危险。
And sure enough, we found an entrance that looked as though it might go deeper than just a few meters.
很快我们就找到了一个看起来不过几米深的洞口。
Now at first, the going was smooth and okay.
刚开始呢路还是很平坦的。
We found a place where we had to slide through a narrow crack.
但紧接着我们看到一个要我们侧身才能挤过去的空隙。
The boys were very little and they slid through with ease.
我的儿子们很容易就过去了。
Heather and I only just managed to get through.
但是我和我的妻子刚刚好挤过去。
On the other side of this crack, it was pitch dark.
在这个空隙的另一边却是一片漆黑。
Darker than anything I had ever experienced before.
比我去过的任何地方都黑。
Our sons were beginning to get a little bit worried.
我的儿子们开始有些担心了。
But not me.
但我没有。
No, the adventurer in me wanted to push on.
我无畏的冒险精神驱使我继续前进。
So we went a little bit further.
所以我们又向里走了一点。
Then I decided that we would have a look at another hole in a corner of the cabin to see if we could get through that way.
然后我决定去看一看前面山洞的拐角处还有没有路可走。
So I disappeared round the corner.
所以我就消失在前面。
And as a result, Heather and my sons were left stranded with no light at all.
而我的妻子和我的两个儿子便被抛在了一片黑暗当中。
And for some unknown reason, they all started yelling and screaming for me to come back with the torch.
不知道为什么他们都异口同声地喊我回来，让我把手电筒拿给他们。
Now, being stuck in pitch darkness is a small picture of the beginning of the world.
被困在一团黑暗里是这个世界最初的缩影。
That is how the world appears on page 1 of the Bible.
在圣经的第一页当中，就是这样形容宇宙的。
The heavens and the earth were formless and void.
起初神创造天地都是空虚混沌。
Darkness was over the surface of the deep.
渊面黑暗。
There's nothing but darkness, formlessness, emptiness, just nothingness.
当时除了黑暗、混沌、空虚之外什么都没有。
And then God creates.
然后神创造了一切。
And in Genesis 1, as you read it, you'll see God engaging in creative activity.
在创世纪的第一章中我们能看到上帝的创造。
It's almost playful, artistic, joyful.
他的创造是有趣的有艺术感的。
He's sort of like a cosmic gardener forming something out of nothing.
就像是一个无限的员工在从什么当中都没有创造出东西。
A sort of divine craftsman making a work of art.
是一个神圣的工匠在做一幅艺术品。
But he does not do his work without any purpose.
但是他并不是漫无目的的做。
He is clearly purposeful.
他是有目的的。
He has a goal and a plan.
他有他的目标和计划。
And we see something of this on the sixth day of creation.
我们可以从他第六天的创造中看出来。
He creates human beings.
人类被创造了。
And God surveys him and his whole six days of creative activity.
神观察他们和他这六天的创造。
And verse 31 tells us of his conclusion.
在第31节中他告诉我们。
If you have a look at it, it says that God proclaims that this was very good.
圣经中说这些都甚好。
Now the word good here can have a broad range of meaning.
这里面的好一字代表了很多意思。
It can mean pleasant or practical or nice or friendly or just or even morally good.
它可以是讨人喜欢的、明智的、合意的、美好的、友善的、公正的，或是道德上的正直。
But the main sense here is probably appropriateness.
但是这里的意思应该说是适当的。
In other words, God looks at his creation, he says it's appropriate.
换句话说，上帝看到他的创造是适当的、相称的。
It's good or suitable for the purpose for which it's been prepared.
这与他最初的创造的目的是相称的。
This is a good place for history to begin.
这个被创造的世界是一个历史开始的好地方。
A good place where God can work toward his goal for his creation.
这是一个上帝可以继续为他的目标而工作的好地方。
An appropriate place where he can fulfill his purpose for creation.
这个地方很适合他完成他创造的目的。
I wonder if you can see what's being said.
希望你们能够听懂我在说什么。
The God we meet in the first page of Scripture is a God of purpose.
在第一段经文中我们所看到的神是一个有目的的神。
He kicks off creation.
他进行创造。
He begins its history.
他创建了历史。
He has a goal or an end in mind.
他的计划是有目的的。
And when we read the Bible, we see him pursuing that goal.
当我们把圣经继续往下读我们就能看到他会一直在追求那个目标。
So we could represent this with a diagram.
所以说了这些让我们想象一下。
And now we've got our first picture. You see, what God does is he creates with a goal or an end in mind.
神的创造是有目的的。
Now, having said that, Genesis has made some other things clear as well.
除了这些以外创世纪一章还讲了一些其他的事情。
Because it talks about the pinnacle of God's creative activity, the creation of humans.
创世纪说了上帝最高的创造人类。
And Genesis 1 doesn't tell us, how, but we sense that humans are very important in God's purpose.
圣经没有具体的说是怎样的，但是，我们可以看到人类对上帝来说是非常重要的。
He gives them a mandate to rule his world.
他赐给人们权力去掌管这个世界。
And so we know that, God, humans, the world, and God's purpose are all tied together.
上帝、人类、世界与上帝的目的全部被捆绑在一起。
Now, if you've got your Bibles and look at Genesis 2, you see God's purpose from a slightly different perspective.
如果你们有圣经的话，翻开创世纪二章，我们就可以看到圣经从另外一个不同的角度看上帝的创造目的。
You see, God's intention for humans is they live in His presence in harmony with Him, with each other, and with the environment He's placed them in.
上帝的最初意图是让人类与他和同伴和周围的世界一起和谐的生活。
Their dependence upon God will be shown in their proper ordering of their lives in obedience to His word.
他们对神的依赖可以从他们在生活中对神的话语顺服中显示出来。
He'll provide them with all their needs and they will live in untainted relationship at every level of their existence.
神会赐给人类他们一些需要的并且他们会生活在一个完全纯洁的关系中。
So they'll have access to Him and He'll provide good for them.
他们可以直接与神沟通神也会赐给他们所需要的。
But this idyllic picture is very quickly shattered.
但是这幅优美的景象却很快被破坏了。
In the early verses of chapter 2 or chapter 3, we're introduced to an opponent to God's purposes in the shape of a serpent.
在第二章的前几节中，圣经告诉我们，神的敌人以蛇的形象出现。
And this serpent sows some seeds of doubt in their mind, in the woman's mind.
这蛇向女人散播了一些怀疑的种子。
And the woman begins to doubt that God really has her best interests in mind.
女人也开始怀疑神是不是真的有她最好的计划。
She and her husband place themselves above God, and they decide what's good for them rather than letting God decide.
他们宁愿相信自己，也不愿继续听神的话。
And so God's good intentions for His human beings are corrupted by human independence and rebellion.
所以神在最初对人类的美好计划也因着他们的反叛而被破坏。
See, before sin, peace and harmony existed.
在罪有罪之前。是和一切都是和平的。
Now there's disharmony and disorder.
而现在变成了一个混乱的世界。
And even God has been affected by this.
甚至上帝也因为这件事而受到了影响。
Because of human sin, he now must do what he really does not like doing, but must do, perform his alien work of judgment.
因为人类的罪，他处在一个不得不对人类施行审判的环境中。
And so at the end of Genesis 3, he shuts human beings out of the garden, of his presence.
所以在第三章的结尾，神不再与人见面。
He banishes them from the garden.
他把人类逐出了伊甸园。
He says you can't have access to the tree of life any longer.
他让人们远离了生命树。
And so at the end of Genesis 3, we find ourselves waiting and wondering and hoping.
所以我们现在才会一直在等待，在盼。
Will God's ideal be met?
神的愿望会实现吗
？Will His purpose, be fulfilled?
神的目标会达成吗
？When will this happen?
什么时候才能实现呢
？How will it happen?
到底要怎样才能实现呢
？Can God and human beings ever live together in the garden again?
神和人能再一次生活在一起吗
？Can harmony be restored?
可以恢复到原来的那种和谐吗
？Now with that in mind, I want you to come with me to the very end of the Bible. So turn right to the last two pages of the Bible.
带着刚才这些问题，让我们看一下圣经的另外一端，就是启示录的那一边。
If you look at Revelation chapter 20, verse 10.You read that the devil is judged and his power is ended.
在启示录第二十章十节中，我们看到魔鬼的能力将会完结。
In chapter 21, we read about a great city.
在二十一节中，我们读到有一个大城。
In chapter 22, we hear echoes of the Garden of Eden again with a river and bountiful trees.
在二十二节中，他又回想起了伊甸园中的河流和丰盛的果树。
And the tree of life appears again.
而生命树也会再一次出现。
This is the tree of life from which God barred humans in Genesis 3, and it's now accessible to them.
人们可以再次接触到在创世纪第三节中被禁止的生命树。
Now, friends, in this picture of a garden city, we see the end of God's purposes.
在这个园中，我们可以看到上帝最终的目的。
God's end is to arrive at a place where there is no curse any longer.
神的最终目的是要有一个没有咒诅的。
A place where, from which all spiritual opposition, either human or satanic, is banished.
没有邪恶的灵，不管是人类还是撒旦。
A place of healing and salvation.
一个能医治，有救恩。
A place where humans can see the face of God and live perpetually in His presence.
一个人与神可以见面，并且可以永远活在神的同在里的地方。
Friends, can you see this? The end of God's purpose is a new heavens and a new earth.From which the devil is excluded, sin is banished, and God's blessing is perpetually poured out on His people.
神的最终目的是一个没有魔鬼的掌权，没有罪的辖制，只有神对人永恒祝福的新天新地。
And have a look at it, because this destination is described as a loud voice booms from the throne of God. Verse 3.
圣经说有一个大声音从神的宝座里传出来。
He says.Now the dwelling of God is with men, and He will live with them.
神说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住。
They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God.
他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在。
He will wipe every tear from their eyes.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪。
There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛。因为以前的事都过去了。
But friends, I want you to notice something. I wonder if you saw it there.
但是朋友们，我要请你们注意一个很重要的一点。
I want you to look at what lies at the center of God's great purpose for humanity.
我请你们看一下神对历史计划的核心指示。
Look at chapter 21, verse 22.
启示录二十一章二十二节说
We're told there is no temple in the city.
大城内并没有殿宇。
Do you know what a temple was? It was a symbol of God's presence.
殿宇是上帝存在的一个标志。
So there's no temple, no symbol of God's presence in the garden.
但是那里并没有殿宇。
Why?
为什么？
A temple's not necessary, is it?
殿宇并不重要。
And it's not necessary, why? Because God himself is there.
因为上帝本身与我们同在。
But he's not alone. Did you notice that? In the garden, he was alone.With humans.
而他不是一个人，在伊甸园的时候，他是一个人。
Look very carefully and tell me what's different about this picture.
请你们仔细看一下。
Did you see it? With him this time is the Lamb.
你们看到了吗？这一次有神的羔羊也与他同在。
Now within the book of Revelation, this Lamb has already been referred to.
在启示录当中，神的羔羊已经被提及过。
Let me show you. Read back to Revelation chapter 5. Go back to chapter 5.
来，让我们翻到启示录第五章。
Because in chapter 5, you find a heavenly courtroom.
在第五章提到我们看到有一间审判室。
And God is there.
上帝在。
And in his hand, there is a scroll.
在他手中有一个书卷。
And that scroll went round and round and round and had little seals on it.
这书卷上面有封印。
And it represents the purposes of God.
它代表了上帝的目的。
And we're told there's no one worthy to open the scroll and look inside.
圣经告诉我们，没有人配得展开观看这书卷。
But then one of the elders of the court tells John, "There's a lion from the tribe of Judah who's able to open the scroll."
但是有一个长老告诉约翰，在犹大支派中有一只狮子配得打开这书卷。
I want you to imagine that you're there for a moment.
请你们想象一下。
And you're looking around the courtroom.
你环视这个审判室。
And you're searching to see a lion with flowing mane and flashing eyes.
我们在找一只有飘逸的鬃毛和闪亮眼睛的狮子。
And instead, what do you see? You see something about this big.
但是你却看到一个那么大的东西。
It's white and fluffy.
它是白的，而且很软。
And I've now let loose, haven't I? It's white and fluffy, and It's standing, but it's got blood dripping from its throat.
有血从它的喉咙流出来。
You see, it looks as though it's been slaughtered, but it's standing.
看上去像是它被杀了，但是它还是活着。
That's a symbol of dying and coming back to life.
这是一个死而复活的标志。
And the identification of the lamb is clear, isn't it?
而这只羊羔的身份很明显。
The lamb is Jesus who's been slaughtered but raised from the dead.
这个羊羔就是主耶稣，他从死里复活。
And he's standing worthy to unlock God's great purposes for his world.
他配得打开上帝的伟大计划。
Now go back to Revelation 21 and 22.
现在让我们回到启示录21章22章。
I wonder if you can see what's happening here.
你们能明白我在说什么吗？
Can you see the difference between the garden in Genesis 1?And the garden city in Revelation 21 and 22.
你们可以看到在创世纪一章中所说的花园和在启示录二十一章中所说的花园有着极大的不同吗？
The striking difference is the lamb.
这个不同就是这只羔羊。
He is the center of God's purposes.
他是神计划的中心。
It is his death that has overcome the devil.
他的死战胜了恶魔。
It is his death that has dealt with sin.
他的死战胜了罪。
He is the key to God's purposes.
他是神的计划的关键。
He is what makes God's purposes possible.
他完全是上帝的计划。
This is the resolution of the issues we saw in Genesis.
他就是我们在创世纪一章中所面临的解决方法。
So friends, here is the beginning of the Bible and the end of the Bible.
这就是圣经的开始与结尾。
So I have given you today an overview of the whole of the Bible.
我们可以把它总结成这个样子。
And you could summarize what we've learned this way.
我们可以总结成这个样子。
God is a God of purpose or end.
神是一个有目的的，有完美结局的神。
That end involves the created world, humanity, and God.
这个结局包括了世界、人类和神本身。
And the center or key to that plan is Jesus Christ.
而耶稣基督就是这个整个计划的关键。
He is the center of history.
他是历史的中心。
So we could redraw our drawing now.
所以我们可以重新画一幅图。
And there it is. So in the light of Revelation 21 and 22, it might look like this. God creates, he's got a goal or an end in mind, and the way he gets to it is through Jesus Christ.
在启示录中我们可以看到神是有目的的，而达到这个目的的结果就是要通过耶稣基督。
What I've tried to do this afternoon is to paint a background picture of what God is doing in his world.
知道这些我们今天要重新画一个世界的背景。
And I want to draw some conclusions together for us.
我要现在整理一下并且得出一些结论。
The most obvious conclusion is that without Jesus, humans are locked out of the presence of God.
第一个并且是最明显的就是没有耶稣人类就不可以与神见面。
Without Jesus, humans cannot be reconciled to God.
没有耶稣人类就没有办法与神和解。
Without Jesus, they face judgment.
没有耶稣他们便面临审判。
Without Jesus, you face judgment.
没有耶稣你会面临审判。
Jesus is clear about this.
耶稣很明确地说了这件事。
In John chapter 3 verse 36, he says these words.
在约翰福音三章三十六节中说
Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life.
信子的人有永生。
Whoever disobeys the Son will not see life but must endure God's anger.
不信子的人得不着永生，神的震怒常在他身上。
Let me repeat that. It's very important. John 3:36.
让我再说一遍，约翰福音三章三十六节。
Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life.
信子的人有永生。
Whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but must endure God's anger.
不信子的人得不着永生，神的震怒常在他身上。
Friends, this means there is a very urgent need in our world.
朋友们，这就意味着这个世界有一个很紧迫的需要。
And that urgent need is to proclaim Jesus Christ.
这就是我们要宣讲耶稣基督。
Our world, our neighbor, our friend is destined for judgment unless he or she hears of Christ and turns to him.
我们的世界，我们的邻居，我们的朋友都会被审判，除非他们听到耶稣并向他回转。
And so we proclaim Christ so that people might turn to Christ.
所以我们要宣扬耶稣，并且要回转向他。
We proclaim the gospel to the world.In the hope that its reception might be good news of forgiveness rather than a declaration of judgment.
我们宣扬这希望的福音和赦免的救赎会比最后的审判更好。
I want you to now in your Bibles turn to Romans chapter 1.
我现在请你翻到圣经罗马书第一章。
So Romans 1. And I want you to notice what Paul says.
我请你们看一下保罗在这里面说了什么。
In verses 1 to 4 of Romans 1, he talks about the message God has given him, the gospel.
在第一节到第四节中，他讲了从上帝那里得到的信息。
In verse 5, he says it's a message for all the world.
在第五节中，他告诉我们这是一个关于整个世界的信息。
In verse 16, he tells us the message is powerful to save.
在十六节中，他说这个信息可以拯救世界。
In verse 17, he says it's able to make people right with God.
在十七节中，他说可以让人们再次归向神。
It's therefore able to rescue them from God's judgment.
因此，他可以把人们从审判当中救出来。
But do you know between verses 7 and 16, Paul lets us into his mind.
但是在第七节到十六节中，保罗让我们看到他在想什么。
And we see a clear strategy.
我们可以看到一个很清楚的策略。
You see, Paul has not only absorbed God's plan and purpose for his world.He's absorbed God's nature to plan.
保罗不仅完全领会了上帝的计划和对这个世界的目的，他也同时领会了上帝的计划本身。
And Paul knew that Rome was the center of the ancient world.
而保罗知道罗马是这个古时代的中心。
And so here and in Romans 16, he tells the Romans that he wants to come to them so that he can go on from them to Spain and other parts of the world.
所以他在罗马书第十六章中说他对罗马人说他会上到那里去。
That's why the book of Acts ends in Rome.
这也是为什么《使徒行传》会停在罗马。
Because when it comes to Rome, the rest of the world is next.
因为当福音被传遍罗马时，接下来将会是世界的其他地方。
You see, Paul has taken on God's mindset.
保罗灌注了神的思想。
He has the gospel of Jesus in his heart.
耶稣的福音在他心中。
And he has the world as his focus.
而他的目标是整个世界。
And he's thoughtful and strategic in his planning.
他的计划是经过精心思考和精心策划的。
Friends, I want you today to be similarly minded.
朋友们，我今天请你们也要有这样的思想。
You see, this congregation has been going for a number of years now. How many, Ben? How many years? 5.5.
这堂崇拜已经开始了五年半了。
But today we've got this new meeting space.
但是今天我们得到了这个新的会堂。
And with this new meeting space, all sorts of new opportunities open for us.
有了这个新的会堂，又有很多的新的机会为我们打开。
I think there's about 75 people here now, 75.
今天大概有70人左右在这里。
Ben and I estimate maybe 120 could fit in here.
差不多这个堂可以容纳130人。
As we start this new venture, I want to urge you to take on God's plan and God's purpose.
当我们要开始这个新的历险的时候，我要提醒你们要看到上帝的计划与目的。
I want you to have the gospel about Jesus in the center of your minds.
我希望你能够把耶稣基督的福音变成你的思想的中心。
And I want you to join with Paul and God in having the world as your focus.
希望你们可以像上帝和保罗一样，把这个世界当成你们的注意焦点。
I want you to think, together with Ben and others, hard and strategically about how the world might be reached.
希望你们仔细想，怎样能够把福音传遍世界。
Friends, this is not just a happy little club.
朋友们，这并不是一个什么俱乐部。
God wants us to think we have a great opportunity here.
我们有一个很好的机会。
So let's line up with God.
所以让我们与神同行。
Let us remember that God's purposes are connected with His Son.
并且记住上帝的旨意和神子是联系在一起的。
Let's make sure we proclaim the true Jesus.
让我们去传讲真的耶稣。
That we proclaim His birth, His life, His death, His resurrection, His ascension.
让我们传讲他的出生、他的死、他的复活和他的升天。
Let us make sure that Jesus is at the center of all that we do, all that we say, all that we sing, and all that we think.
让我们保证耶稣是我们生活的中心，我们所说的、我们所唱的和我们所想的。
Because then God will be glorified.
这样我们能够荣耀上帝。
Because His Son will be known.
因为耶稣会被所有人听到。
So I will pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we pray that, You would cause your son to be known through the witness of this congregation.
亲爱的主，我们向你祷告，求你能够借着我们在这个会堂里面的人，能够把福音传出去。
And Father, we pray that many more people might come to know Jesus here.
也能够让更多的人认识耶稣。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣名求。
Amen.